Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I told you we would talk about tithing today. I know this can be a controversial topic, so I'm going to do my best to tackle it. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. I welcome you to the program. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And this week I have been talking about religion or religious practices. Are they a good thing, or should we focus on being spiritual but not religious, not do any of the memorized prayers, set times to pray like before meals, set times to attend church, to all of these kinds of religious practices? Should we do those things? And what I have said is that the Old Testament, I believe, God set up a number of religious practices, from the calendar to how they eat to what they wear. There are all kinds of religious practices that would require their attention almost all of the time. And that was the point. It was to get them focused on God all of the time. And I think that was God's wisdom and love for his people to want to guide them to think about him. And the religious practices are there to help us grow spiritually. And I think the same thing is true today. I think that we should look at that and say, you know what, I should have a lot of religious practices in my life, habits, things that I do during the day, maybe what I wear, maybe certain times I pray, that will help draw my attention to God. And so religion can be a good thing. However, if religion is done not with the specific intention in mind of drawing one to God, but instead has another motivation, like drawing attention to yourself, then religion becomes very bad. And that's what Jesus criticized so much throughout his ministry, especially in Matthew chapter 23. Jesus goes hard after the hypocrisy of the religious practices of the religious teachers in his day. But Jesus himself supported religion strongly. We saw that in Matthew 23. It was the hypocrisy he opposed. So it's in this context that Jesus says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. You blind guides, you strain out a gnat but swallow a camel." So there are a lot of important principles that Jesus reinforces here in this passage on tithing. First, there are weightier matters of the law. There are some matters of the law that require more attention or are a priority. If I am not forgiving my brother who is repenting and asking for forgiveness, but I am very carefully setting apart a tenth of all I have to tithe, there's a problem here. Jesus answers, basically, you should do both, but hey, if you've got to work on one, if you got to get one down first, get forgiving your brother down, get love down, get justice, get mercy, be merciful to others. Those are the things you need to have that are a priority. Now, that's not to say that there's no significance to the other things. There's no significance to religious practices. There are. Jesus says those will help you become closer to God. But you cannot think that these outward customs and habits and traditions are somehow even more important than loving your brother from the heart. No, rather, they're there to help reinforce the more important things. They're there to help you keep your focus on the more important things. But Jesus does say here about tithing, you should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. So not only does Jesus endorse tithing because it's taught in the Old Testament, but even this very meticulous tithing of even the smallest part of the spices that they might grow in their garden, in their backyard, they would be very careful to have accounting so precise they were giving a tenth of everything. And Jesus says, hey, that's good. But you know what? It's ridiculous that you're focusing on that when you haven't even gotten things like justice, love, and mercy down. Now, I'll say a couple things about tithing that might surprise you. I don't know, maybe, maybe not. But tithing is one of the things that was commanded to the Israelites. Just like I said, we don't necessarily have to wear the tassels on a garment that we wear each day with four tassels on the four corners. That was a command to the Jewish people. And it's a good idea for us to consider wearing something that will help us be mindful throughout the day of our calling and purpose to follow God, our desire to know Him. Religious jewelry can take the place of that. I don't think it's required that we wear that specific garment. Well, in the same way, tithing was commanded to the Israelites. It was associated with the temple. It was associated with the priesthood. It had to do with a national collection as well. There were different purposes associated with Israel for the tithe. And it is not necessarily true, then, that all Gentiles are required to tithe. Certainly, Gentiles were not required to tithe and bring their tithes to Jerusalem like the other Israelites were. So this is another area that it's not a biblical command. Jesus is right to say the Pharisees needed to tithe because they were Jews. They were living under those regulations, under those rules at that time. They were bringing their tithes to the temple, and they should. So do we need to tithe as Christians? Well, maybe I'll get in trouble with the other group here. I don't know. But I would say this very carefully. Number one, if you tithe, it should be a religious practice that you choose to do because you know it is a way you worship God. You know it is a way that will keep your heart right before God. Jesus says so much about storing up treasure in heaven, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The Bible says this in many places, in many different ways. In other words, if you're not tithing, you know, and you know, maybe you can give 8% and you can be spiritually fine with that, but tithing is a practice, and tithing at a 10% rate is a practice that is a religious practice. It's not necessarily a command that you have to do or else, but it is a command that is given to Israel that is helpful for them to overcome the draw of money away from what's important in life, away from true happiness and joy that comes when you know that you're blessing God with a portion of your income. Does it have to be 10%? Well, the way I would ask this question is, why not 10%? You know, if you're not able to give 10% for some reason, it should be a good reason. Because the tithe was around before the law was given to the Israelites. Abraham gave a tenth. Jacob gave a tenth of what he had, I think, as a model for us. And Israel was required to give a tenth of their income to God. So when it comes to, hey, how much should I give so that I'm making sure that I'm focused on God in my earning of income, in my management of wealth, that I'm putting God first in my life in this area? Well, I think the Bible says that if you, God is blessing you abundantly and you're wealthy, that you should probably give more than 10%. But I think that anyone who is remotely capable of giving 10%, even if it means sacrificing some of the things that you like, then the question I have is, why not? Why not hit that kind of model, kind of benchmark number? If you want what is best in your life, if you want God to be first in your life, if you want to draw close to Him and enjoy Him, then this is a religious practice that's going to help you do that in a very important area of life. So I just put that out there. I don't know what your church requires, what your church teaches, but I would highly encourage you to tithe if possible, because otherwise you're likely to get pulled in the wrong direction by the things of this world. So Jesus says, make sure, though, as you're doing this, that it's not... I've heard of a church that actually had a separate seating in their church with extra cushions for tithers. And, you know, the non-tithers, you got to sit somewhere else. You know, that's ridiculous. It should not be for show. It should not be to impress people. It should not be to meet some kind of requirement. It shouldn't be to sit in a special section. It should be because you want to worship God with what He has blessed you with financially. And so that's why we should tithe, and that's how it can be helpful to you. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.